God my reason. I desire to reason with God. Job 13, verse 3. I applied my mind to seek and to search out wisdom and by reason of things. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 25. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Isaiah 1, verse 18. Oh, how we delight in logic and reason and analysis and rationality. For reason is to have great powers of thought and a capacity for thinking. Oh, not just aimless thinking, but of thinking a matter right through. Reason is to weigh up an argument, to have a right judgment, to balance a situation, to formulate a hypothesis, to conceive a probability, to calculate a likely conclusion. Though it was the Jews that desired signs, it was the Greeks who sought after reason, yet God scoffs at the empty logic and purposeless philosophies of this fallen world. He laughs at sinful humanity's foolish philosophical flounderings, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the reasoning of the clever. God has made foolish the reason, the wisdom, and the philosophies of this world. The only way to develop right thinking and balanced reasoning is through him. My reasoning is to be salted with his season and purified through his fires. My own judgments err, unless they are hammered on the anvil of his correction. So how can God challenge us to reason with him? He continues to tell us in the same verse, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Isaiah 1:18. So first we must be born again. We must receive the breath of life before we travel down the path of life so that we are enabled to face the torturous mountain paths of experience where we can say with Job, I desire to reason with God. But it is not my reasoning that is of any value as a believer, as Job himself discovered. For my own arrogant thought and my shrewd personal judgments often err. As I trail a wrong path, I blunder until I start to see with spiritual eyes of his understanding, as did Job. So I must seek his reason, his judgment, his divine guidance, not my own. I must be humble of heart, teachable in spirit, gentle in my dealings. I must seek to have my emotions, desires, thoughts, and reason aligned to him. Let this mind be in you. Let this reasoning be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Oh yes, my reason, my mind, my choices and desires are all God-given to use. And even my emotions are God-given spices to enhance my life and others. But the pains, wounds, and disappointments of life so often distort rational thought, and we flood our conversations and bury our actions in false imaginings that we consider as truth. Yes, I do desire to reason with the Lord, but it must be on his terms and not mine. For my own reason will sink my boat. My own reason will bite my own hand. My own reason will bury my desired hope. Bind the sacrifice to the altar and never let it loose. Allow his spirit to conform your reason into his perfect will for your life. It is important that we have good reason for all of life's decisions and choices. But with your limited knowledge, finite experience, and distorted perspective, you will falter and fail and fall, and so will I. This matter of reason is one of primary importance in the life of all believers. But it must be his reason, not mine. His reason, not yours, to which we bind our hearts. God of wisdom, God of love, guide my reason from above, that I may know and walk thy way every day. Each day's heartaches I will bring for thy aid in everything. Walk with reason all the way, every day. Let my heart and my reason be secured daily in the realms of the Spirit, and may my reason be irreversibly bound to God, who is my reason.